I'm Ricky Bevington, live from the GPB newsroom. It feels like the triple digits across most of Georgia today. GPB's Ross Terrell reports on what the high temps mean for student athletes.
From Dalton down to Americus, Georgia is grappling with the heat wave. That means stricter guidelines for after-school practice. Coach Spoon Risper leads the football program at Westside High School in Macon.
It's not the old school style of coaching where, you know, get water, you know, every blue moon. You know, these days, we can never be too careful. You know, at the end of the day, they are children, and their safety comes first.
State rules require schools to record temps every hour and move practice indoors if necessary. According to the CDC, some 9,000 high school athletes suffer heat-related injuries each year. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A lawsuit filed today alleges negligence at a downtown Atlanta hotel caused a Legionnaire's disease outbreak. A former Sheraton Hotel guest is suing, saying he tested positive for the disease. There have been 12 lab-confirmed cases tied to the outbreak this summer, including one death. Georgia farmers are caught in the middle of the U.S.-China trade war. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, China has stopped buying American agricultural products.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is calling for a quick end to the U.S.-China trade dispute. Tripp Cofield is with the Georgia Farm Bureau. He says some Georgia farmers support the notion of better trading terms with China.
They think that they'll be better off in the end, even if there's some short-term pain. Certainly the trade aid helps, but I think if you ask them, most of them, they'd rather have a good crop and a good price and open markets.
Recently, President Trump set aside $16 billion in federal aid for farmers losing money as a result of the U.S. trade war with China. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.